Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid Tana Rabbanan. We're talking about the mitzvah of the Hadassim, the Hodos. First date on the Braisa. Noshu Roiv Alav. Brother Shai, can you put yourself on mute? Robbie, please put yourself on mute. I'm sorry.
I don't want to mute.
I'm sorry, Brother Shelley. Shelley, please put yourself on mute. I'm sorry. Tana Rabbana, you did beautiful. Noshu roiv alav, v'nishtayru boi miut kosher, u'bavad shetehei avoy soy kayemes. You all know, of course, that Hadassim have groups of three Hadassim leaves coming out from each one of the roots, going up and down the entire stem from top to bottom. So it says in the Braisa that if most of those alim fell out, v'nishtayru by miut, and some of them, the minority, remained, it's still kosher. As long as the ovois, we spoke about the ovois yesterday, it looks similar to, the Gemara referred to it as a shalsheles, that it was a braid of sorts, looking like as if it were going down as a chain from top to bottom. So says the Braisa, as long as that ovois is retained, you can still see that beautiful chain coming down and it's braided. Even though most of the leaves have fallen off, it's still kosher. Frank Timara, I don't understand what you're talking about. Hakufa kasha. Amris noshu roiv alav is kosher. Remember, roiv alav means that out of every three, two have fallen out, and we left with one on each level. Vodatani, and then you say, as long as you still have that braiding. Given the natural hutrei, once two fell out of every three, so what's the braiding? You have one. Does Isaac braid it? When that's called avos. Therefore, Amar Abaye, mishkachesla bi asa mitzra'a dekaimi shiva bechad kino. We're talking about a very, very interesting hadas that doesn't have just three leaves coming out of every level, but in fact we have seven leaves coming out one after the other from top to bottom. So even if four fall out, and the majority have fallen out, you still have three remaining, and that's how you have your avos, your braiding of 3-3-3, even though you no longer have your 7-7-7. Omer Abayisa, says Abayi, from this Braisa, Shema Mina, it's crystal clear, Hay Asa Mitzra'a Kosher Lohishana, that what happens if you start off with a Hadas that has 7-7-7 instead of 3-3-3, it's also kosher. Preiti Mora Pshita, of course, why not, why shouldn't it be kosher? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah it's got to be three leaves, it's just got to be the way it normally grows, and it's got to be a nice braided from top to bottom, Choyfines Eitzai, it doesn't say anywhere it has to be seven. Says the Umar Hussein Mahobi Isle Shem Levi. The Gemara is not concerned about maybe Baltoisiv, because it doesn't say in the Torah that it's got to be three, so four is good and five and seven is good, everything is great. However, I would think because it has a Shem Levi, it's called an Asa Mitzra. What does it mean, an Asa Mitzra? So Rashi tells us Asa Mitzra has two interpretations. Number one, that it grows on the Meitzar. Meitzar means on the border. And because it grows on the border of a person's field, typically you don't plant anything next to that for at least four or five amos to give space, number one, for the Hadassim to grow, but more importantly, assuming that you have a normal, regular field where you're growing crops, you always have to have a certain amount of space, a room around the field.
Makam Hiluch.
The Makam Hiluch, the Makam Avoidas HaKarka, to allow for the employees and the farmers to get around the field to be able to go and plant and to be able to go and do whatever necessary harvest, not harvesting, but first the planting and the plowing and all the rest until harvest season. So you need some mokim favoidis akarka. So therefore the myrtles that are growing on the border, they're able to, Baruch Hashem, grow with a lot of nourishment and minerals. So instead of having just three, they have seven. That's pshat number one of Rashi. Pshat number two, says Rashi, they happen to be imported from Mitzrayim. Just like today, sometimes they go and import, they call it the chvais, tzvasir hadassim, hadassim that grow in tzvas, Most Tzvasim Hadassim today, I think, grow in California, but at least initially they came from Tzvas, and then I think they replanted them here in America. But regardless, that's how we got the name Asa Mitzrah, because it comes from Mitzrayim, according to the second Pshat. So Kedai Techamin, I would think that because people don't just call it Hadassim, they call it the Mitzrah Hadassim. Ooh! So I would think that maybe because of that, it would not be kosher, Kamash Malon, that it's fine. Toysis is bothered by this on the top. Toysis, since the Torah never refers to it as Hadas, it just says Anaf Eitz Avos, what's even the Hava Mina that a Shem Levoy would passel, a hyphenated name, a nickname? If the Torah would say you have to have Hadassim, and the person didn't bring Hadassim, he brought Hadassim Mitzrayim, then you have a smarter to say, maybe that was disqualified because the Torah wanted just pure Hadassim and not hyphenated Hadassim. But we're not talking about Hadassim. The Torah says Anaf Eitz Avos, as long as it goes up to down, and blah, blah, blah. Who cares what you call it? You can go and call it Yechvais Super Duper Hadassim, whatever you call them. Doesn't make a difference. But maybe Taka, yeah, maybe Taka, it is possible after all. Says more Eitz Avos and Rachman. We call Malkum. The Torah doesn't say Hadassim. The Torah says Eitz Avos. So the Havamin is a Shver Havamin. Bottom line is they are kosher, and that's what Abai tells us, and that's what the Brisa tells us. Even though four out of seven fell out, as long as you got three braided from top to bottom, you're still okay. Good. Turn about. Yavshu Roiv Alav Nisharu Boy Shluisha Badi Alan Lachen. You have on every one of your hadassim, let's assume you have twice 12 rows from top to bottom of three leaves each. And unfortunately, many of those leaves have fallen off. They were there originally. It had to be a kosher hadas to start off. But as after a while, the yovshu, it got a little bit dried out, not everything. Roiv olive got dried out, and they became brittle, and they fell off. Benisharabai, however, you still have left shloisha badei alin lachen, three rows of alin, of three each, in other words, nine leaves altogether, and they're still in place, and they're lachen, and they're still fresh, you don't have a problem of yovesh, that's kosher. It only helps if it's at the very top of the step. If it's at the middle or on the bottom, then it's not kosher. If it's at the very top, three levels, three rows of three alim each, then it is kosher. That's why on a practical level, when you buy hadassim, of course, l'chadchila, it should be mahudr, it should have 3-3-3 all along, but if there happens to be a leaf missing here, a leaf missing there, it's still kosher.
Would we learn anything from this flow regarding the hadassim, regarding other items, let's say tzitzis, or where a string pulls out, does it have any impact on those rules? Or
I don't think so. I don't think so. Nikdam Roshe. So we have the Mishnah that if the top of the Hadas was cut off, broke off, then that is one of the psulim. It would be a posel. Even the rest of the Hadas from top to bottom is fine. The bottom fell off, it's cut off. Nikdam Roshe. It's possible. Okay, Zokimara. Tony Ulubarchina, Nikdam Roshe, we also by tomorrow is kosher. So Ulubarchina tells us in the Brisa, the only time it's possible if the top has come off, if it's totally barren, if it still remains Nikdam Roshe. But if a tomorrow, if a little berry has grown in its place, then it is kosher. Uh-huh. In other words, the trader was just mocked, but it shouldn't be plain open to the public that you see that it's broken off and it's a defective hadas. But once there's a replacement berry on top, so therefore it's complete, then it's already kosher. It's by Rabbi Yimim. So Rabbi Yimim asked the following shayla: Nikdam Roshe mi Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, in fact, it was Nikdam Roshe. No good. The ultimate Tzmar Yontif, and its Tzmar grew up quickly on Yontif.
It was cut off. How could it?
So Barry asked the question, this was already a cut hadas. So Rashi tells us that you could have these berries growing even after they are tolish. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines at the top, the also by tomorrow the Yomtiv, Misha Ne'egad, after it was already part of the Agad, the betolish Nami Salkibe, even after it is cut from the tree or from the bush, nevertheless, it can still grow these little berries. For those of you that ever have stored potatoes or onions in one of your drawers and left it there for a long time, and then you open it up and you sometimes see after weeks there's actually growth coming out. You have these little green things coming out from the top, even though it has been cut a long, long time ago. So you can have these berries growing in the top as well, even after they're cut. Okay, so what's the shayla? So by Rabbi Yehuda, Victor Roish Meir Rabbi Yontif. On Erev Yontif, it was not kosher. But on Erev Yontif, it didn't make a difference whether it was kosher or not, because on Erev Yontif, it wasn't Sukkot yet. The ultimate way tomorrow Erev Yontif, but Baruch Hashem, there's now a tomorrow that has grown on and on Yontif, and based on the price of Ula Bar Chinin, and now it should be kosher. The shayla is Mahu. Yesh dichui eitzel mitzvahs oy loy. What is the concept of dichui? Dichui means that if on a temporary basis this was rejected, do you say that that rejection continues forever and it becomes permanent, or do you say no, it was not contemporarily dochui, but now Baruch Hashem it's back in action? So yes, there was a period of time where this hadas was non-kosher because niktam roshay, but Baruch Hashem also by tomorrow maybe it's kosher now. That's the shayla. Now Rashi points out we have this concept of dichoy in another parsha when you're talking about karbonos. Rashi gives an example. Let's look at the Rashi. Yesh dichoy eitzel mitzvos, 10-12 lines from the top. Kloima neheges traders dichoy eitzel mitzvos kishem neheges eitzel karbonos. Do you say that dichoy, that concept applies to mitzvos just like my karbonos? What's my karbonos? The nira. What happens if initially the carbon was a kosher carbon? Vinitchis, when mishenishchata, after it was ready gishachted, how can you have a carbon getting nidcha mishenishchata? The Rashi doesn't bring it. However, the Gemara in Zvachim says you can have a situation where after the shechita, unfortunately, part of the mizbeach broke off, and you can only bring karbonos when you have a mizbeach which is sholem. So the choyra, I can't even do the zrikas adam. I don't have a kosher mizbeach to do the zrikas adam. Then the Gemara in Zvachim says, what happens if quickly they brought in all of the king's officers and all the king's men, and maybe the horsemen too? Anyway, what did they do? And they fixed up the mizbeach 1, 2, 3. The question is, can you go and still finish off this carbon and do now a zrikas? It's still the same day, not the next day, same day. Can you do the zrikas adam? Can you afterwards go and be makta in the carbon, the aymer on the mizbeach, etc.? So if you hold that once it's nidcha, that's it, you cannot go and reconstruct and re-insurrect this carbon, then it's stuck. So you have the same shayla over here too, that there was a period of time that this hadas was not valid, it wasn't kosher, because it was niktam rashay. Now, Baruch Hashem, shnel, the tomorrow grew up. Do you say that you can go and read and continue to, not continue, to use this hadas, or do you say once it's nidcha, that's it, you can't use it anymore? Then that's the shayla in our Gemara. Can be pushed from the following Mishnah. Mishnah talks about the din of kisui hadam. What's kisui hadam? Kisahu v'niskala poter melechasois kisahu ruach chayiv lechasis. As we know, when a person goes and checks either a chayiv or an oif, there's a din of kisui hadam. Not by behemoths, only by chayis or oifs. Okay, so the person shechted a chai, shechted an oif, he wants to now put on the offer for the kisei adam, and guess what happens? Before he had a chance, kisohu v'nizgala. Okay, and then this is talking about that he himself was machasid, like usual, he put on the offer, and then after that, an hour later, 5 minutes later, a wind came and blew away the offer, and now it's nizgala again. Bottom machasid, it's a one-time thing, I was machasid, I did my job, finished, I was yoitz in my mitzvah, I don't have to worry about it later on. However, the Mishnah continues on, kisoha ruach. What happens if a wind came and blew the offer and covered over the blood of the chayiv or the oif? Then chayiv v'chasois, you have to be mechasa, even though kisoha ruach. Now on the surface it sounds like you got to do a second kisui. It's covered over nicely, I don't see a drop of blood, but I got to pour more offer. This halach only applies if the same wind that went and covered over the dam went and did a beautiful job, now kisui. 5 minutes later, that wind or another wind came out, and the same wind that can bring can also take away. and now became niskal again. What's the din? Chayiv lechatzos. Avloichos v'niskal. If the first wind went away and Baruch Hashem it's not windy anymore, and everything is great, there was a beautiful kisui down through the wind. Patim lechatzos. You don't have to redo the kisui. We were asked a question. I don't understand what's going on. If it was not chozev in his gala, then fine, you don't have the mitzvah. Meaning that the mitzvah, if you will, was nidcha. I can't do the mitzvah, it's already covered. Goes away. And then what happens if chozev in his gala? Then I do have to perform the mitzvah. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Kiso ruach chayv v'chasa, that if it's chozev in his gala, I gotta go and cover it. Frank Yomar, he chozev in his gala, amai chayv v'chasa. Hoyu v'idchi, idchi. Once the mitzvah was nidcha, by the fact that the kiso haruach, so I now potter, everybody agrees I don't have to cover it anymore. I'm done. I go home. And then I get a report, a new wind came, blew it away, I gotta come and cover it over. Why do I have to cover it over? Shoshai nidcha. V'yomar ha-papa zoysimeres, what do I see? Ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs. Even though this mitzvah temporarily left the scene, it gets reinstated, reinterrected, and you gotta go and do it. So we chayav to do the same thing, say by uns. That even though this, I'm sorry?
There's the parallels in the same. In one case, the mitzvah was fulfilled in the chetza.
Uh-huh.
In the case of the korban, the zrika was never done.
You don't mean carbon. You're meaning
over. No, I'm talking about the paradigm example of a korban where the mizbeach was pogum.
Mm-hmm.
The zrika was never done.
Right.
Here the mitzvah was done. It was done on the chetza. The gavra didn't do the mitzvah because the wind did it. But the maisa was done. The mitzvah was done. It's not parallel to the template of dichui that we started out with from zvachim.
Okay, I hear you. Rashi only brought the halacha from karbonis to show that there is a parsha in the Torah where the din of dichui applies. Where is that? By the karbonis, where the mizbeach had a defect, and therefore you couldn't do the zrika sadam. The shaila was, if when they quickly fix the mizbeach, can you go and still do the zrika sadam? He said, no, it's once it's nidcha, it's all off. So the Gemara asked the same thing, Gabi Hadassim, do you say over here by the Hadas that it was nidcha for some period of time after it was niktam raishoy? But Baruch Hashem, also by tomorrow, can you go and reinstate this, in a sense, treifa, non-kosher Hadas by having the tomorrow grow out of it? Say more. Yes,
one more point.
Yes, even two more.
By Kisadan, same mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chesnitcha? Here, Isha is a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's already a good hadas. Mm-hmm. Yesterday wasn't good. Today is good.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this mitzvah today?
We're talking about that it was Niktam Roishoy on May Erev Yontiv, so from Erev Yontiv with Niktam Roishoy, and Erev Yontiv at night, Leil Yontiv, it was still possible, so it was Nidcha, and then on during the night, on Yontiv morning, Baruch Hashem, I see it tomorrow has grown out, can I now use this Hadas? Because even though initially it was no good, and now it is good. So Gemara is saying, initially by the Kisei Adam, no good, in other words, that the mitzvah was pushed aside. Why was it pushed aside? Because Baruch Hashem Kiso Aruch. Question is, can you go and reinstate it by the fact that the wind came and blew it away? And therefore the mitzvah has come back on the surface, has come back to us. So Gemara wants to know, can you learn from Kisei Adam to our case? And Rabbah Paskin ain't dichayet from mitzvahs. You can resurrect this mitzvah of Kisei Adam by the fact that now it's in the scholar. So why don't you say the same thing with Gabri Hadas? You can resurrect the Hadassim by the fact that now also by tomorrow. Zogdim Gemara. In fact, when Rabbi Yirmi asked his shaila, he knew about this Rapapa, and his shaila was, why does it, or what does Rapapa mean when he says, Ein dichi etzel mitzvahs? Does he mean mitzvah parshit, right? That's a double parshit, the Ein dichi etzel mitzvahs, and therefore, Leishon of the Kulav, Leishon of the Chumrah, and it makes no difference whether the ramifications are a Kula or a Chumrah. And the Chumrah Amrin, the Kula Layamrin. That even Rapapa himself was in doubt. Do you say Dichay Etzel Mitzvah? Don't you say Dichay Etzel Mitzvah? And therefore he says, let's be Machmir. So let's think about this. In the case of the Kisui Hadam, where I have a Shaila, where the mitzvah was Nidche from me. How was it Nidche from me? Because the wind already accomplished the Kisui Hadam. So now the question is, a wind came and now undid that Dichoy. do you go and do it a second time? Do you do it the first time after the Kisei Adam is done by the wind? Now you do it on your own. Is there such a chiyuv? Says Rav Papa, Ein dichoy eitzel mitzvois. Even though the wind did a great job, since the wind went and uncovered again, go and do the mitzvah. Now this obviously is a chumrah, because if you would paskin that yesh dichoy eitzel mitzvos, then I would say you don't have to do it over again. It was already done and finished. The mitzvah went away, and you're done. Over zmanay batel kerbana, there's nothing you can do about it. So, is that the pshat of Rav Papa that he's saying as a dover poshut? Yeah, ain't he chayes for mitzvahs? Or is he being machmir? What difference does that make? Because in the case of Ar Hadassim, it comes out a tremendous kula. If you say ain't dichui eitz for mitzvahs, that even though temporarily this hados was non-kosher, but since Baruch Hashem a tamura has grown on it and has now completed it, so it's no longer a hodas, which is not hodor, which is choser. It's beautiful. On top you have this nice berry growing out. So therefore the shaila is, if you hold ein dichi eitzel mitzvahs, even though temporarily it was disqualified, now the hodas is qualified, that's a kula. It's a kula because now I don't have to worry about buying, borrowing, stealing. Chasu, I can't steal. Hadas, a gozel would be possible. But I don't have to worry about getting another hadas because this hadas has been reinstated in with all of its rights and regulations that are pertinent thereto. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila was, I know Rav Papa said, Ein dichei eitzel mitzvos, when you have a chumrah, which as a result you have to do a second or a brand new kisei adam. But do you say also Ein dichei eitzel mitzvos to go and make a kula to be mekel and say that this hodas is being reinstated? So if you want to take you, I don't have a way of being poshut the shaila. Even though I cannot be poshut the shaila, however, the Gemara now is going to say lemiketanoi. Let us say that in fact this halacha is a machlokes, and on the Amud Beis in Yitzchem we will in fact be poshut 50% of the shaila, as you'll see when we get to the Amud Beis. But first thing, Gemara says lemiketanoi. Let us say that this shaila of yesh tichoi ein tichoi is a machlokes tanoi. Where is the machlokes? Ovar v'likton posul. Now what is this all about? So if you go back to the Mishnah here on Lamed Beis that we learned yesterday, towards the end of the Mishnah it says, Oishahoyu anovav merubois me'alav. There were more berries on the stem than there were alim, than there were leaves. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Pasul, if you have more berries than you have leaves, no good. But says the Mishnah, this is not irrevocable, there is a remedy. The amniyata, if you pulled off the berries so that all you have left are the alim, or at least the majority are alim and only a small number of berries, that's kosher, that's okay, I'm fine. But don't do it on Yantav. The reason why I can't do it on Yantav is because a gezeira of tikkun mana, you're fixing something on Yantav. You're not really, it's not the real McCoy, one of the Lama Tes Malachas of Shabbos and Yantav, but at the Rabbanan, it's similar to a tikkun mana that you're fixing it on Yantav. Okay, now what happens if a person didn't know this Mishnah or didn't listen to the Mishnah and he was mimayit on Yontif after all? Avar, he was over on this sin. But like then he was malakated. And now, Baruch Hashem, the Hadas looks beautiful. If I had done it yesterday before Yontif, there would be no problem. The Mishnah said, Vimiyatu Kosh. I did it on Yontif. Says the blood of Tzadik, it remains possible. Chom say that it is kosher. Now there are a couple of reasons how to understand the machlokes of Blos, Reb Tzadik, and the Chacham. Savrua, when the Chachamim, meaning the Chachme Yisrael, when they were learning the Bnei Yeshiva, when they were learning this machlokes, they thought the Kuliyam Alulav Ein Tzarech Agat, that either everybody in this brisa, meaning both Reb Blos, Reb Tzadik, and the Chachamim agree, you don't need agad by a luluf. And as you know, that's been an ongoing machloikis throughout the Masech. Agad means to go and put the hadas and the rovis in the kosher around the luluf. You can hold each one individually. Ain't terchag. V'im dim tzalim b'tzarchag. And even if you hold, you do need agad. Lo yofina luluf me sukkah. Dich sibah tas v'lim. We've learned we've learned already a couple of times in Amasechta that when it comes to sukkahs, you have to make sure that from the initial get-go, you're doing it bekashrus, and not that there was already a psul, which you have to afterwards you have to be misakin it. The classic case of the Taslim and also is, for instance, that you go and build a sukkah right underneath a tree, so that the leaves, the foliage, the branches of the tree are the schach, which of course, that's a possible schach, and then you go and cut it, and then let it drop or let it stay on top of the sukkah by cutting it. Is that a problem of tas of loymina osri? On the surface, yes. Because since the schach on top of the sukkah, when you built the sukkah, was posel schach, you want to now make it kosher schach, then what you got to do is you got to remove all the schach and put it back on. Okay, you don't have to go that far to remove everything. You have to at least be menaneit. You have to go and pick up the individual branches and foliage on top of the sukkah, and then you on top of the sukkah, and then you can put it down again. But that's the concept of taslim and osri. So that applies to sukkah because it says in the pasuk that you have to go and shivas yom tasa sukkahs, or sukkahs tasa shivas yom. I should say sukkahs tasa shivas yom. You have to go and make a sukkah. See, more darshan taslim and osri. Okay. Now, what's the halacha l'gabi lulav? By lulav, there's no word of tas anywhere. It just says lekachdom lechem b'yemarishin. You have to go and take the four minim together. So now, if you hold that lulav ain tzarech agad, then there's no asiyah to talk of. It's just a lekicha. Take the four minim. You can hold them individually in your hands, even without tying them up, and just shake them like we do the mitzvah of lulav. Even if you hold, you do need to go and tie them up by putting in the koshir and the tabois, the rings, etc. But we don't learn lulav misukkah. Only by sukkah does it say tashlum and asim, and not by lulav. So oy bazoi, according to either of these two views, that lulav doesn't need agat at all, so there's no asiyah. Or even if you hold that there is a din of agat, there is a din of asiyah, but I don't learn lulav from sukkah, is a bazoi. So what's the reason why the blood of Rabbi Tzadik would say that it's possible? If you're going to tell me that there is a din of tasav and asoi, then I can understand why it's possible. Because it's talking about that on yontif itself, he already did the agat from before yontif. Rashi says you couldn't do the agat on yontif, it would be a shaila making a kesher on yontif. See, it must have done the agat from before yontif. And now they did the agat before yontif. Guess what? At the beginning of yontif, this hodus was possible. Why was it possible? Because it had more berries than it had leaves. What did he do on Yom Tov? He went and pulled off the berries. So if you held al tzas v'leimena osui, that would be a possibility of explaining the machloek between the blood of Tzadik and the Chacham. The blood of Tzadik says, right, since initially you did it the psul, and now you cut off the berries subsequently, no good. What you have to do is presumably take the hadassim out and put them back in again, but then you'd have a shayla making a new kesher on Yom Tov. So therefore, the blood of Tzadik says that it's possible. So that's what you could theoretically learn, that it's based on taslim and osim. But he more says, in the havamina sabrua, no, you don't need agad at all. And even if you need agad, there's no din of taslim and osim, because you don't learn from sukkah. So what's machloek? It's my labak. The man, the apostle, sober, amrin, yesh, dichay, so mitzvah, man, the machshah, sober, lo, amrin, yesh, dichay, so mitzvah. Oh, that's the machloek. Nothing to do with tasim, limina, osi. But rather it has to do with yesh, dichay. That since at the beginning of yontif, these hadassim were not kosher, because they were more anovim than alim. So it was a trefa non-kosher hadas. What do you want to do now? You want to, on Yom Tov, go and cut those berries off? It was already nidcha. You couldn't use it from the beginning of Yom Tov because it had too many berries. So that's machlag the blood of Tzadik v'chacham. The blood of Tzadik that says it's possible because he holds yesh dichui etzel mitzvois. Once this hodas is rejected, even for a minute after Yom Tov began, that's it, Rabbi Yisai. You can't fix it any longer. It's already too late. And the Chum say, no, you can continue fixing it. What's the problem? You're not allowed to. The Mishnah says, ain't mamatim yom. But if you were mamaitim, lemaisa will be kosher. Why will it be kosher? Because ain dichriyetz alitzis. So my love, balkim levigi, the man the apostle, so be yeshichon alitzis. Or man the masha, so be loyomri yeshichriyetz alitzis. So we can be kosher our shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that in fact it's a machloikis. It could be that everybody agrees that you do not say that something becomes nitchet. So what's machlokes? What we originally rejected as the bad havamina, that in fact is the maskar. The machlokes could very well be whether you learn lula from sukkah. Mar subyofina lula misukkah, just like by sukkah there's a din of tas of aloimina or soy, and here when he put the hodas into the agad, it was a tray for hodas because it had more berries than it had leaves, and so therefore now you want to go and cut it off, but you already put it into the agad. You put in a posula in the agad, it's a tasvulam and osn. Because Rashi says there is no gzeira shava over here, there is no hekish, it's just a binyanat. Binyanav means, since I know by sukkah there's in tasvulam, no, probably by lulav also, yeah, like, makes sense, sure, yeah, yeah. So therefore, machloik is whether you have that binyanav or not. If you hold that lulav does require agad, we would learn the binyan av, the din of tas of aloimina, also by lulav, just like sukkah. The machloik is, in fact, is between Reb Loz and Reb Tzadik and the Chachamim, whether lulav needs agad. And we've had this machloik is before, the sign you learned in the Braisa. Lulav bein ogud bein she'eni ogud kosher. You don't need to tie the three minim together, the lulav, the hadasim, and the arabis, and it's kosher even without it. If you don't, ogud kosher she'eni ogud possible. If you said no, lulav tzarech agad. My time of the Buddha, where does the Buddha take this from? Yalav l'kich l'kich, my Buddha says that he learns a gzeder shabbat. Ksiv hochol kachtum lechem v'yem arishon priyetzor kapwis tomorrow manaf, it's always v'afinoch l'kich. And it says in Mitzrayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Lekachta magudas ezoid, utvalta badom asher basof, and then go and smear the blood. Vigata lamashka v'leshtei mezuzois." So there it says, "Lekachta agudas ezoid," that you have to go and tie it together as a bundle. Malalon agudi make a bundle. Afkan agudi have to make a bundle. The Rabbanan did not have been Mesoida this Gzeira Shava. Kulial Mamoida, a Gzeira Shava, you cannot learn on your own. You have to have a Mesoida for that. And he didn't have Mesoida Kicha Lekicha. And it's got to be that way, because if you're anybody can go and learn his own Gzeira Shava, it says in the Torah, Vaydabar Shema Moshe Leimar, 50 or 100 times, you can learn anything from anything. Vaydabar Shema Moshe Leimar, here it's talking about don't eat Chazer, and here it's talking about Hilcha Shabbos, or Kiyah Shoif, or whatever. You're going to learn one from the other. So therefore you have to have a Mesoida. You want to have those Mesoida of Kich.
But they're not parallel, because in one case you're removing something, berries from the Adasim, and trimming them, you're doing a Maisa. Mm-hmm. Here the berry grew on its own. It's passive. There's no action being done on Yontif to machshir this Adas. So it's not
you're cutting the berries off.
In the case of cutting the berries, when there were more berries than alin, yes, you're doing a maisa. But in the case of the adas, which the berry grew on top, you didn't do anything. You put in a pusel hadas erev yontif into the kaishalach.
Right.
Now you wake up, it's a miracle, it's a quick miracle, you have kosher arba minim. Okay. But you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who did it.
Absolutely.
So they're not parallel
concepts.
Good.
So prior to this, we were talking about, according to Rabbi Yirmi, yesh dichoy, ein dichoy. Now the Gemara is saying that the machlokes between Reb Loz, Reb Tzadik, and Chacham has nothing to do with dichoy. It all has to do with the din of agad and whether or not we have the din of tas v'loy min ha'osi. Tas, we always just finish off v'loy min ha'osi. Rashi always adds after min ha'osi, v'loy min ha'osi, b'psul, or b'psulois. That what the Torah is telling us is when you make it initially, you're putting your schach on top of the sukkah. It's got to be kosher schach, not that you put on mechuber and then afterwards you go and cut it. That doesn't do it, because when you put it on initially, it was osui bipsul. So what you have to do is you have to initially tasa bikashrus. Okay, so that's by sukkah. Now the question, what's it then by lulav? So the Gemara says that if you need an agad around the lulav, so then, assuming you learn with the binyan av from sukkah to lulav, just like over there you have to go and tasa bekashrus v'loy dipsul, you also have to start off bekashrus v'loy dipsul. So just like over there you can't take mechubar, over here don't take non-kosher hadassah. What was the non-kosher hadassah we're talking about? That it, I'm sorry.
More berries. It was more berries than leaves.
More berries than leaves, and therefore you had to go and cut it. But in the meantime, when you put it in initially, and when Yom Tov started, guess what? It was non-kosher. So it was tasa v'lemina osui bipsul. Now you want to go and resuscitate. It's already too late. Not because of the din of dichoy. Dichoy doesn't apply. Kuliyam l'moyed. Here we're just talking about the din of the tasa v'lemina osui. What you would have to do is unbundle the entire bundle, put it back together again in Tantif, and that becomes problematic because you're now going to make a kesher on Yatav. So Zokti Morris, and that's the machloike difference between Reb Loza, Reb Tzadok, and the Chacham have nothing to do with the din of Dichoy. The Gemara is madche the raya that the machloike is whether you hold yesh dichoy or ain dichoy, because it could very well be that on that subject everyone agrees. Machloikas really has to do with whether you apply the principle of tas of lemina osui to lulav or not. So either that there is no din of agad at all, so there's no din of asiya, so tas of osui doesn't apply, so that would be the machloikas. Is lulav, whether lulav tzorach agad, ain tzorach agad, or if everybody agrees that tzorach agad, whether you learn lulav from sukkah or not. So now the Gemara is going on the wavelength on with the approach that the machloikis is whether or not it even needs agar, just like we see this price where according to Rabbi Yehuda you do need agar because of kicha lekicha, mecham do not need agar. Ma'antan lehonetan rabbanan, second wide line, we have another price that says lulav mitzvos mitzvah le'oidai, there is a mitzvah dim le'ogdai, but the diemet is kosher. So freiti mora mani Irav Yehuda ki le'ogdoi amai kosher. L'choyre, since the Torah requires l'kicha, that has to be like an agudas ezoi, this should be ma'akid even b'di'evet. So it's not just a din l'chatchila. Irabonon, my mitzvah covered. According to Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah whatsoever because they don't learn l'kicha. So what difference does it make with your arm ma'agid, nish ma'agid? Why l'chatchila does it say mitzvah l'oidah? When you go and put them together nicely in the kosher, and then you put the taboyas around it, you put the rings around it, now it really looks beautiful. Ah, the lulav in the middle, and the atasim to the right, and the rovers to the left. Ah, shmak, beautiful. So, out that din of hidur of zekilivan veyu lechatchila mitzuloita. But since it's only because of that, but if you didn't do it, it's still kosher nevertheless.
I'm sorry, what does egged mean?
What agad means to tie. Nothing to do with the egged bus system in Eretz Yisrael.
Agudas Israel.
Right, Agudas Israel. Right. To go and tie something. Agudas Ezrat. Tie something. We missed you the last few weeks, in other words, our loss. Baruch Hashem, you're back in action. Anyway, so the bottom line is, the Gemara wanted to say that the din of yesh dich or ein dich is a machloikis, or blood, or tzadik, and the chum. And the Gemara says, I have no raya. Because it could very well be the machlekes has nothing to do with dichoy, it has to deal with the din of tasa v'loy mina osui by lulav. We're going to come back to dichoy on the Amid Beis, so stay tuned for that. Talk to you tomorrow. Oishahoyu another meruvin. If there were more berries, it's possible. Amrav Chizda, Dovazer, Rabbeinu Hagadol, Amrei, Lamokim Yehbi Ezra. Who is Rabbeinu Hagadol? Zotrashi, Rav. And the Masoris of Shas, the actually Tagoyis of Bach, says on the side that Rashi, a few times in Shas, when it says this Lashon Rabbeinu Hagadol, it's referring to Rav. On one occasion, Rashi says it's referring to Rebbe, but says the Bach, that's because on that occasion it was impossible to learn like Rav because the memra of the Gemara was not in accordance with what Rav says elsewhere. So there we had to say Rabbeinu Hagadol means Rebbe. But typically when it says Rabbeinu Hagadol, it means Rav. And the Gemara said, "Vamokimia beEzra." Vamokimia beEzra is similar to what we would say today: Shlita, Sheichya, Hashem Yishmer Beatzilai. In other words, a blessing that he should continue to be thrive and survive and do well. Anyway, so what did Rav Chizda say in the name of Rav? Lo Yishana. When did we say in the Mishnah that the berries cause this hadas to be possible? And you gotta bury the hadas, not literally, but it's no good. Lo Yishana Vamokim Mecha. That's if all the berries are together in one place. Cluster of berries. and they also happen to be the roiv connected the aleph. If they're spread out, a few here, a few there, and another, no, even though they're the roiv, it's kosher. That's what Rav Chisda said. Rava got very, very upset. I don't understand. If all the berries are together in one cluster, no. Okay, but if they're spread out, top, bottom, and middle, everywhere, it looks like it's a spotted hadas, and that should also be possible. Toys in the top clears whether maybe she even be worse by the fact that it's not together. Don't tell me that when it's clustered together, then it's bad, but if it's spread out, then it's okay. Toys said maybe she be adara, but punk fakered. That monomer is even worse. Toys concludes, no, that they're both basically the same. It really makes no difference. They're clustered together or they're spread out. So Iba Zoy said, what did Rav say? Rav says, Rav could never have said that if it's spread out, then it's kosher. Monomer is bad. El yitmar hachi yitmar, rather faket, not faket, but different. Oishahoyu anovav merubin me alav basal. That we had in the Mishnah. If there are more berries than you have leaves, it's possible. Amr chizat dover zera beinu agadol amr imakam yevi Ezra. Again, Rab. Lo yishanu el anovav shechoyrois. If the berries are black, then it looks bad. If the berries are green, then minei the hodasu bekosher. Then it blends into the fabric of the hodas. After all, the whole hodas is green. So if you have green olive, you have green berries, it looks even decorative. It looks very nice, very presentable. And then it's kosher. But if it's black, meh. Even though sometimes we say black is beautiful, but not in this case, because we want it to be a green, beautiful, nice looking. Rashi says the reason why it turns black is because it's a siman that it's already getting old, it's getting yovesh, and therefore these berries could have been green at one time when it was initially harvested, initially cut, but since the soicher has held on to it for the last month, and now you bought the hadassim, and guess what? By now the berries are turning black. That's when they're possible. But you can still remove them.
They go from green to red and then black.
We're going to talk about the red in a moment. So I appreciate the fact that you've paved the way for the next Gemara. But the Gemara at the moment is only talking about the green and the black, and the Gemara says that if they're black, possible. But if they're green, then of course you don't even have to remove them, it's fine. Amra pop. Adumois, what happens if they're red berries, with the point that you are just making now, then it's kishchoyris, I mean, then it's as if it's black, and it's also no good. Why is it no good? For the same swar as before, because when it's yorik, it blends into the scenery with the alum, then it's okay. But once it turns, either that the berries turn black, or that the berries originally were red, and they will turn black, then it's also possible, again, because it doesn't blend in, it's if it's in two or three makomis, it's menumer. And if not, and then it's clustered together, and if you have the roiv, then it's possible. Now, why are we talking about red and black? This is an interesting shtushtel, an interesting parallel. What Rav Chanina is telling us back in Maseches Nida, it says over there in the Mishnah that there are different types of the coloration of dam. In other words, not all dam be'isha causes her to be a Nida. The obvious one, for instance, is dam psulim. That if an isha saw the dam psulim, that's not metamer. It's only dam Nida which is metamer and not dam psulim. So that Mishnah Maseches Nida talks about different levels of coloration. It says over there, Chamisha Domim Tameim, five of them are Dame, Beisha, one of them is Adam, the red, obviously if it's red, and if it's Shachar, if it's black. And the Gemara says that black is really the same thing as red, it's just that over time, Shalaka, over time it has gotten blackened by the fact just you hold on to it, it changes color over time. So here too, these red berries will eventually turn black, and we said black it doesn't work, so therefore that doesn't work. And the hodos is possibly only time it's kosher if you have green berries, or remove the berries before Yom Tov, so then it will be kosher. Right, the imiyat and kosher, but if you remove them, they're kosher. Timiyatinu Amos. When did you remove it? Elaine Makamidilla Agda. I think Mars is assuming at this moment that we do Agad. on Agav, which of course is the halacha that we do Agav, even if you hold you don't have to, but lechatchila you do it al tzhidur, al zekin vadeyu. Again, Agav means to go and tie them together as one. Good.
To bind them.
To bind them together, right?
Bind them, excuse me.
No, you did beautiful. Dimeyatino Amos, when did he remove the berries? Elaim mekami de la agde, if he removed the berries before Yontif, before he even put it into the koshaloch. He kashered it. There are no berries left anymore. There's nothing intrinsic or inherent in the fact that you have berries to go and bury the hadas. As long as you have mostly alim and it's 3-3-3, it's nicely braided, it's nicely in, it covers the choifes rubai, and there's no 2-1. So berries don't bother me. So they were there, you remove them, so kosher, so pshita, what's the chiddush? Oh, maybe that's the chiddush. The what? The dich meikarahu. Ah, that even though initially when you put it into the agad, you didn't notice the berries. And then someone said, hey, uncle, you got all those berries. Oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't realize I had all those berries. And still before Yontif. So I'm not over any dinam of Yontif. And I cut them off before Yontif. And is that what the Mishnah is telling us, that it's still kosher? If that's the case, I have a case of dichmeikar, meaning when I put it in initially, it was non-kosher hadasim. And now it's in the agad. And now I say, yep, yeah, but you can go and cut it off and it'll still be kosher. So why don't you go and say, tipshit me not dichmeikara loy have dichoy, that even though initially it was dochoy, but now it's no longer dochoy and it's kosher. So we can be poisha the shaila from the Amid Aleph. After the oilam bars in the agad, really it's talking about after you put it into the agad. However, kasavar agad has mona bi almuhu. This man the yama holds that agad is not absolutely required, and even if it is required at this point in time, you've just prepared it. It's not, you're not ready to go and take it in hand yet. It's still there, yontif. So it only has mona bi almuhu. If you only prepared it, has mona bi almuhu lav klumu. So just because you've made your initial preparations, that mitzvah tomorrow morning, first thing, you'll be able to go and make the bracha, that hasmon is garnished. So the fact that you have the non-kosher hadasim in the kosher, and then afterwards you cut it, that's okay, because there was no problem of dichmeikar. So Rashi explains, the whole inyan of dichui is only when you're already, in a sense, ready to do the mitzvah, and now you have to qualify for the mitzvah, right, and you get disqualified. But if it's a month before, you know, it's lahavdil, we just had the Olympics now. What happens if 3 months before a person was disqualified because he was too big, too short, too fat, too skinny, he couldn't swim quickly enough, whatever. Okay, so 3 months before. But 1 month before, Baruch Hashem, he was able to qualify because now he can swim beautifully and everything is fine. So there's no dichi meikara. Dichi meikara is only when you're ready to do the mitzvah. At that time, it's dochli. But on Erev Yontif, why don't you say even before the agad? How could you go be memayedit? As soon as they harvested these hadasim, they were ready traits because there were more berries. Because that's not called dichi. Dichi is only when you're ready, willing, and able to do the mitzvah. Now it's nidche because it has all these berries. And now you want to take it off. That's where the problem lies. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, dich mekori yotz nish. Lamaisa, we have not been poished it yet. We're going to be poished it in the next shtickle Gemara. So tomorrow, ba'in mamatim yontov and yontov, you're not allowed to go and remove those berries. What happens if you did remove those berries on yontov? What's the din? Sounds like from a Mishnah that it's kosher, that it would be kosher. Freit Gemara, the asher amos. When did these berries turn black? The reason why the Gemara turned black is because we said earlier on the Amud that only the black berries pass. Green berries don't pass. So when the Gemara says Asher Amos, it really means when did these berries grow on the Hodas? If you want to talk about growing the berries, at that time they were still green, they would still be kosher. So therefore the Gemara says, we're going to assume that initially they were taka kosher green berries, and then they have became black, and that now passels it. So when did that psul of the blackening take place? If you're going to tell me that they were already black from before Yontif, so then as soon as Yontif began, it was already black, which means it was already hosel. Nevertheless, if during the night or in the morning you went and cut the berries off, you're telling me that it's kosher. to teach me not that dicha may karo lehabe dicha. That even though originally it was no good when Yom Tov started, because of the fact that it was black and roiv berries compared to the alim, so even though, nevertheless, lehabe dicha, I can still fix it. El alav, if you don't want to be poshut that shayla, then say the asher b'yontif. Maybe it only became black on yontif itself. In other words, erev yontif was still poifik. And the reason why I didn't remove the berries is I didn't want to tamper with the berries. I was afraid if I start cutting the berries, maybe the leaves are going to fall off. So I didn't touch it. It was green. It was fine. It was good. And then during the night, as I'm looking at my arba minim, oh no, guess what happened? It turned black. And therefore, says the Mishnah, don't remove the berry now. But of a velikdan is kosher, so that I can be poishit nira the nitchahu. This was not a dochi meikar, that even before Yom Tov was already nitcha from ab initio, from its first time. Here it was nira the nitchahu. Nira the nitchahu means that when Yom Tov started, it was still nira because it was still green. On Yom Tov itself, it turned black and now becomes nidcha. Zoktuch do the Mishnah that over the lichten is kosher. The shamas mina nira v'nidcha choizer v'nira. So now, for the first time, what the Gemara is doing is it's taking the original shaila that we spoke about on the Omen Aleph, where the yesh dichoi v'mitzvah, so ein dichoi v'mitzvah. The Gemara is now doing some Talmudic hair splitting and saying, you know, there are in fact two different cases of dichoi. You could have a dichoi meikara situation where initially, from the very outset, it was not kosher, and then it became kosher. Do you say dichoi or not? And then you could have a situation where initially it was qualified, it was nira, and then it became nidcha. Do you say choizim nira? So now the question is, which one of those two cases is worse or better? Are we better off if it's nidcha meikara, dichoi meikara, or are we better off that it was nira, and after that, nidcha? So as we'll see in the Gemara is going to say, it's more mistaber to say that if something was nidcha meikaroi, that it could be remedied, and it's not considered to be dochi forever, as opposed to something that was already nira, and then nidcha, then that is a worse thing. It was qualified initially, and then it became scarred and rejected. It can no longer reinstate it. Why is one case better than the other? So Rashi says the inyan of nidcha nira is like the inyan of a behema, which is a balmum. We don't even, let's not talk about balmum. Let's talk about any behema. Any behema that is born. For the first 7 days, can you go and bring it for a carbon?
No.
And the answer is no. It has a din of mechusar zman. But after the 7 days, you are allowed to bring it for a carbon. Why? This famous dochi meikarai. The answer is because the first 7 days, it wasn't even in the parasha. It's like talking about whether a shmura matzah is kosher before Yom Tov. You don't worry about shmura matzahs until the night of Yom Tov. You don't worry about your arba minim until the night. You got to worry about it. But it only has dinim of mitzvah when this man comes. Prior to this man, it's mechusar zman. The behemah, the first 7 days, mechusar zman. After that, on the eighth day, it becomes kosher. It was dochi meikari. It's not dochi meikari. It wasn't qualified yet. It wasn't the mitzvah didn't start yet. So it says the Gemara, we could be poishit, as the Gemara will be poishit momentarily. The dichi meikara loy have a dichoi. But nevertheless, if it was nira, the nidcha, that is much worse, because at one time after the qualification began, right, the behema on day number 8 did get a mum at that time. So at first, initially it was nira, and then it was nidcha. If you hold the dochoi, then it's no longer, it can no longer reinstate. So getting back to Agumar. So Agumar, shamis mina. Okay, I'll start. I'll quickly run through the words again. The ashra in this. When did it become black? Even the ashra mi'es, when it got black from yesterday, then it's dochi meikaro, because as soon as Yom Tov started, it was already black. because I can remedy it by removing the berries on. I'm not allowed, but if I did, it'll be kosher if I remove the berries on Yontif. Elamai is talking about that it only became black on Yontif itself. So then, if that's the case, that initially when Yontif started, it was nira, was kosher. Then it became black, nidcha. And if afterwards you can remove the berries and make it kosher again, shamis mina nira. V'nidcha choyzeve nira, says the Gemara. Loi, I'm not going to learn the second way. I'm going to learn the first way. Loilim de ashchem meyikara, dochem meyikara. The loi have a dichoy tip shemina. The minimum that we could, or the maximum that we can be poishin, is only that if it was dochem meyikara, loi have a dichoy, and I can remedy it. Aval nira. The nidcha choizvenera loy tipshit, to go that far and say even in that case it's choizvenera that I cannot be poishin because I don't have halacha in such a case. I only have the dochim yikara halacha, which is easier to rectify as opposed to something which was qualified and was rejected. To reinstate it, that I cannot be poishin, and that remains the teiku like we had on the Amid Aleph. Tanurban ein mamatim yontif mishum Rav Lezer Shimon amru mimatim. You can become a second mana beyond it. We said before the reason why you can't remove it is because of tikkun mana. You're doing a tikkun mana, how can you do it? Rav Ashi, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon also agrees that normally you're not allowed to remove the berries on Yontif because of tikkun mana. But here's what we're going to look at. He likes to eat hodos berries. They they're appetizing as far as he's concerned.
They smell nice, but I taste good.
Exactly. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, that's why he took them off. So that wasn't for the purpose of being the sack in the Hadassim. The purpose was to go and eat them. After the Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon holds the Cholatir Kula that Dovish Ein Mischaven is Mutter. So he's not Mischaven over here to go and kosherize this Hodos by removing the berries on Yontif. His Kavana wants to go and eat them.
But it's the same thing, even though it's not his Kavana. But effectively, he's
and what is that called? The
psikration,
and that's the Gemara's kasha. By Rabbi Yamar Tavayu, Rabbi Shimon psikration, it's like a person that goes and shechs an animal on Shabbos and says, I didn't intend that the animal should die. I just wanted to go and take a piece to be able to go and eat it. I didn't want to kill the animal. Halavai, the animal should go and have chiyus and meisim and run around. I was just hungry and I wanted to fit a piece of cholent into my a piece of meat into my cholent. That's why I did it. But that's psikration. Psikration means if you're going to go and cut off the head, the yomus is not going to die. Of course, it's going to die. So the same thing over here.
It's inevitable
over here too. If I'm going to go and cut off the berries, yeah, I had in mind fakhila. Okay, mazel tov, my lemaisi being the second one at the same time. He's talking about that he had other options and alternatives. He was a very careful individual. Before Yom Tov, he bought two such plastic containers filled with three hadassim each, because you never know. You're going to open it up and find out one of the hadassim was 2-1 instead of 3-3-3, or one of the hadassim, lots of leaves fell off. So to be on the safe side, he had extras. So therefore, he didn't absolutely have to have this hadass for his arba minim.
He was very ugly, though. He was very ugly with his lulav and arava.
But so that's why Taka says Hoshana. Hoshana usually means that it's ugly. He had all things. He had a separate lulav and hadassim and arava's. So he didn't need to come on to this bad Hoshana. He had he always. This fellow is takes one for
Achrayas.
Every time he always takes before Yom Tov two such Esraigim and two Beklachim for the Lulavim with the Koshlech and everything. Everything, exactly. So therefore, this fellow is very super meticulous and scrupulous and concerned and careful, and therefore he had a Shana Chriti. So he did not have to take off these berries. He took off the berries because he wanted to eat them. Here it's no longer a psikration. He's going to kosherize it, but I didn't need the kosherizing. I only needed to eat the berries. But lamaisa, now it's like a kosher, so therefore he can use it after all.
Why are we letting him use it? He has another set. Let him use the other set. It's a bad example. I mean, so many times the Gemara says people will see this and learn the wrong thing. there's no better example of people misunderstanding what's going on than saying, you know, say then penalize them and say, don't use these, use the other sets.
Mm-hmm. But they have Jews in a shul, and a lot of people, and they wanted to borrow the town of
That's Brother Shai. Brother Shai always wants to spread the wealth and spread the goodness. If you look at the third wide line of Rashi down below, so Rashi, I don't need this one.
It's not a question of the person, it's a question of the
chatz and the gav.
Exactly.
I know. Ein kantik and kli de loy tzrich leilach shure. I don't need to be machshir. V'leidami hashta the psikreishin. The hasim ikan atilas neshama mamanav shach. There, whether you like it or not, if you're going to shecht an animal, it's going to die. If nobody's going to use this lulav and esrog because Baruch Hashem I have another set, so I wasn't misaken anything. If, however, he didn't have another set, he had to use it. He needs it. He's hungry and he eats the berries, but lamaisi he also needs the hadas, and without it, he's not going to have arba minim. Even if he says, that wasn't my kavanah was, I love berries. Whether you like it or not, whether you must have it or not, makes no difference. The maisa you are misakin a hodas for your use, for somebody's use, and therefore no good. But however, if you didn't need it, because Baruch Hashem you got plenty of other hadasim, so then it's not considered psikreishe, and therefore since he was not mischaving, it's kosher. One final. Brayza Tanur Rabban Huter Ovei Biyontem. Person did a beautiful kosher before Shabbat, before Yontov, that is, he put in the hadasim, the rubas, with the lulav, and everything was beautiful. The boys, else is fine. And then, sometime between when he did it and Yontov morning, Huter Ogdoi, the agad fell apart, and the hadasim and the rubas are all spilling out. And what am I going to do now? So Huter Ogdoi Yontov, Oidoi ka aguda shel Yerek. What you can do is you make it like an aguda shel yerek. What means an aguda shel yerek? That you're not going to go and properly tie it, but you're going to go and fold over the two ends, one at the top or one at the bottom. In other words, you're going to try to squeeze it in without actually doing a proper tie. Right? You're going to, when you have an aguda shel yerek, assuming that you use a string or whatever, so at the end, instead of tying the two ends, you take one end and you try to squeeze it in from the top, and you take the bottom end, you just try to push it in from the bottom, so it should remain in place. So here too, I can't go and do a kesher on yontif. That's one of the lametes malachas. So I can't do that. But what I can do is, if it starts falling apart, I take, you know, we're assuming that you use, for instance, the lulav leaves to turn it around. So you go and turn it around several times, and then you kind of stick it in, and you hope that it stays in place, at least as long as you're shuckling your lulav. And that's it. Okay, don't make a tie, but what you can do is make a bow. That you're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos. That's how most of us tie our shoes, assuming that we have shoelaces. But you Rabbi Yehuda says an aniva is a kshir me'aliyasa, and that it has the same status just like a kasher. Rabbi Yehuda apparently left his shoes on the whole Shabbos, or he had tied the shoes. He had slip-ons. He didn't have laces, so he didn't have this issue. But otherwise, aniva kshir me'aliyasa, and therefore you cannot make an aniva. Fretimara, Rabbi Yehuda, Agad, Rabbi Yehuda. Agad Ma'aliyasa boy. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said in the Yom Ha'alev, we learned the Kicha L'Kicha. This is not just a Hidra Zaken about Be'u. You have to have Agad. And how does this work with just slipping it through? So, you want to Haitana Savalok of Ozim Bechadah, Palaylai Bechadah. In one Allah, it looked like Rabbi Yehuda that Agad and Aniva is Kshira Ma'aliyasi, and you're not allowed to do a bow just like Rabbi Yehuda holds. So what do I have to do? I got to go and stick it in on the sides. I can't go make a proper bow. But according to Yehuda, you have to have a proper agat. I don't hold like Yehuda, you have to have a proper agat. I hold only the chatchila, the kenavan veil, and you're mekayim that by sticking in the ends from the sides. Okay. And that also is kosher enough. Yeah.
Why don't we say, it's like, I say, Docha Los Asa, the assay of agat is Docha Los Asa of Aniva?
Number one, it's not Be'idna. What's Be'idna? The mitzvah is not doing the agad. The agad is just the hachana. The actual mitzvah is to go and take a lulav esrog, which have already been mu'ugad. So therefore, it's not happening at the same time. Any other questions on Baisai? Hearing none, and Amir Tashem, we're going to continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is a regular day. So.